Huh?
He seems pretty jovial for someone that did that.
That's just how he is.
Yeah, I know. I've always said I think he has a whole different personality when, you know, then when he does his thing.
If he was living next to your door, you would think he was the nicest neighbor you could ever have.
Right, I've always, you know.
He seems like the most trustworthiest person you've ever seen in your life.
Right.
But inside lies the most scariest monster you've ever seen in your life. Mm. It is just something that's unbelievable.
Right.
Because I seen him. Seen him when I was 5 years old. I was riding with somewhere. I don't remember where we were, but I was awakened. It was somewhere at night. It was raining. And I woke up because a girl was screaming outside, and he was chasing her around the car.
Mm.
Now I laid my head back down, act like I was sleeping, because
right.
I was scared.
Right.
Never asked what happened.
Right. Where is your mom? Is your mom dead?
She's dead. Yeah. He killed her.
Oh, okay.
Just a couple years ago. And that's what made me start realizing all this stuff, who he was. She told me he killed people before. It's no secret that he had.
Yeah.
I mean, he's told me a few people that he's killed.
What sets him off?
Huh?
What sets him off?
He's a hunter. That's all he said. That's what he does. He's been a hunter since he was little and a loner. There's no way that anybody would ever know him because he's a recluse. He doesn't know anybody. He doesn't get to know anybody. He stays home except for when he does his thing or he goes to work, when he used to go to work.
Does he have any children?
Yeah, he's been married before. He had 4 children a long time ago. And one of his sons actually helped him at the Napa place because I've got a composite of him because he, well, it's kind of a long story too, but... He just got back from Vietnam, and I read one of the letters that he sent his dad from Vietnam. He says, "Dad, said you'd love it over here. Said it's open hunting season year round." That's exactly what the letter said. Seriously.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking,
I think he's guessing.
I said, so in order for someone to write a letter like that, they have to know that this guy likes to kill. Why would you write a letter like that unless you do that? You wouldn't.
Open hunting on what, right?
Well, what are they? You know, in Vietnam, everybody knows what they're hunting over there. I mean, it's not no secret.
Charlie.
I got that. Maybe it's over here.
Yeah. Well, I've never seen anybody look so much like the composite, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, both of them. Not just one, but both of them. And they're both genuine composites. This composite was from Sonoma County. This is from a girl that was stopped at a light there. A man came out of the bushes and grabbed under her door handle, tried to get in the car. She took off, but she got a good look at him. And that's where that composite came from.
News.
I know on the message board, Tom says that composite isn't worthy, but it is very genuine. I've been in contact with the investigators there. This is Jack's son. It's the only picture I could find of him. Seen at Lake Berryessa that day.
That's just amazing.
Okay. And that's just another coincidence?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Interesting.
That's the one that wrote him from Vietnam and said, "Dad, you'd love it over here. It's open hunting season year round."
And he uses that on Dr. Heath.
Okay, so it wasn't easy digging a lot of stuff up, but I mean, I put it all together. I know what's going on. Never thought in a million years my boring old stepdad would ever amount to anything like this. It just blows me away. Still in shock about it. But no one would ever know him because he's a recluse. He doesn't go in crowds. He stays away from people.
Does he ever discuss Zodiac with you and stuff like that?
He did, and he doesn't like to talk about it anymore. Yeah, one time he did discuss him. I just let her hear the tape. He admitted to me who he was.
Before that, did he ever say anything?
The only time I heard about Zodiac was I heard him talk about it one time when I was little to other relatives. Talk about it just like saying, "You remember the Zodiac killer way back?" You know, just mention it. And of course, I remember stuff like that cause when you're a kid, you know. But my dad kind of told a little different story. He said, "Remember the Zodiac? It has nothing to do with me. I'm just turning. This man killed my mom, and I'm looking for justice for it. And I'll get it any way I have to."
See if you can get some of his DNA.
What for? They have no DNA from the Zodiac to compare with.
There's no comparison.
There is no
DNA from the old.
Don't they have the handprint from the cab down in Stein's cab?
That's not DNA, though.
They don't have. They got a palm print off a letter. Yeah, right. That's a bunch of crap.
Well, no, I thought it was in the taxi cab.
No, they recently listened to one off supposedly the Exorcist letter.
Oh,
because they had
an
equipment. Well, see, what it was, they may have that palm print, but what it was San Francisco wanted to solve the case so bad. Okay, that if you remember in the news about 6 months ago, maybe been a little bit longer than that, they got this new database for palm prints, the first one in the country. Did you read about that? You remember reading about that? Okay, well, that's kind of strange. It's like, that smells like Zodiac if I ever heard it. You know, they just, the first law enforcement in the country got the palm print machine, right? Well, Jack was arrested in 83 and they knew it. They thought that they were going to, search all these prints and Jack was going to come up. Well, technically it should have. But you know what? Whoever arrested him in 83 forgot to enter that into the database and it wasn't in there. Came up with negative results. I couldn't believe it. That's when they called and threatened me after that. Because they weren't able, their whole plan that they spent The whole time they weren't working on DNA, they were working on this new palm print technology to clear the print up so they could use it. Okay? Well, they actually got it, and they thought, well, we're going to run our database, and we're going to solve this case. San Francisco's, but it didn't work out that way. So now, they're just not talking to anybody. They refuse to talk to anybody. I've sent Napa there. I've sent Sonoma County there. I've sent the South Lake Tahoe Police Department down there. Nobody. Well, they won't even call them back. They won't even return their phone calls.
Wouldn't there be a feather in their cap if they could finally solve this thing, though?
But the thing is, I sent Steve Brown from Sonoma County there with Jack's palm print. He actually went and found it, man. He drove to Sacramento and got it. Okay? Was willing to take it to San Francisco, and they refused because if he did, then he would get the credit, not them. Seriously. Yeah? I've got all this on tape. I've recorded every conversation with every law enforcement officer, and I've got it all on tape, everyone, for 2 years. All right? So.
Yeah, I'm from Sacramento, too.
Are you?
Live over by trucks.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking. So, what this is going to accomplish today here, I don't know. Hopefully something. You know, Tom. I wish Tom Boyd would take a little bit of interest in it and really solve this thing. Because, if we got the news involved, you know, we could put some pressure on
them. Yeah.
You know? But if people don't work together, it ain't going to get solved, man.
Have you been interviewed by
any of this? Yeah, the FBI didn't want me to talk to anybody at first. But KLVR 13 did a segment on it. What, back last year sometime, and I was disguised on there. Yeah, and I wouldn't tell them anything. They were mad at me because I wouldn't tell them anything about DNA. Well, I couldn't, because I wasn't supposed to, you know? So, you know.
See, NBC and Fox and all these people have been out here today.
Huh?
NBC and Fox, and I don't know who all has been out here today.
They have?
They sure have. I've been on there twice. I've been on everything out here. You should have been here. They're gone.
Really?
Late, yeah.
I'll be dang.
Yeah, you have your chance.
Oh, well.
I saw somebody here.
Is there where? Valley Ho, or how you say it.
Where you going? Well, you were still here. And she was trapped.
The big van with the ABC, I think. ABC.
ABC? Their van's still here, huh?
I think that's ABC.
You know what?
I'll catch them if they come back through.
I think that's really compelling. I mean, really, it really is. And if he killed my mother, I'd nail him so fast.
That's what I'm doing. I've dedicated my life to it for the last 2 years, and I'm still not getting nowhere.
Does he realize that you're interested in you suspect him?
Well, when he comes and lives with me, it's kind of hard to hide from him.
Can you record it? Can you record him and stuff like that?
I have.
Yeah, I just listened to some of the stuff he did.
Sure. I couldn't really hear it, though. I'm hard of hearing. So.
Well, he just basically said it's not worried about the police because they have no proof. What he's worried about is what the people he knows would think if it was a known fact that it was him.
Yeah.
He was going to give me the whole story. I was going to write a book, but I promised I wouldn't publish it until he's dead. See? So, I've got all the information. I don't understand why these people can't just get along and solve this thing. These cops are like worse than little kids, man, that won't work together. You know, I've never seen anything like it in my life. Including the FBI. I mean, I had to get them to San Francisco to even just talk to them so they would talk to the FBI. They wouldn't even return their phone calls. I mean, it's ridiculous. You were talking about a murder case here, you know?